Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Vishuddha, said to be pale blue. What is Vishuddha, you're asking? Well, it's an energy center in the body associated with the throat region. This chakra is associated with the right to speak, learning to express oneself and one's belief, truthful expression, ability to trust, loyalty, organization, and planning, the right to be heard. Most importantly, the right to have a radio show. Tonight, we'll be discussing chakras, chakra readings, tarot readings, opening the lines for readings with your host, Darren Bouquer. Join us for Spiritual Insight right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network. Of Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bouquer. I'm Daniel Michael, the founder, co-creator of the Main Street Universe. And right before we get to Darren, let's do some quick network plugs. Main Street Universe is a network of six shows, starting with this one, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bouquer. On Monday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Walking on the Sidewalk, A Horizon Oracle's Journey with your host, Kevin Baird. Kevin is an artist who makes things and create things, and he as well plays a few musical instruments and has created a set of oracle cards of his own known as the Horizon Oracle. Kevin will be our guest this Wednesday on Main Street Universe, which is the flagship show, the one I started with him. So Kevin Baird will be our guest with his new book, The Horizon Oracle Companion Series, the book of possibilities. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, that's Kevin Baird. Tuesday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Green Magic, Green Medicine with your hostess, Miss Susan Weed. We are very proud to have Susan Weed join us on the Main Street Universe Radio Network. She is a master herbalist and discusses issues of women's health and psychology of healing. It's a little half-hour show. It's an instructional show. So you tune in and you listen to this master natural healer discuss Green Magic, Green Medicine with your host, Susan Weed, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Then we mentioned before, Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, but now up to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, as my work schedule has changed. So now, right now it's at 9, and that's Main Street Universe with myself, associate producer Janice R. White, and Brett Hillman. And again, this week, Kevin Baird is our guest. So tune in and buy a copy of his Horizon Oracle companion book, The Book of Possibilities. Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time is Queen Mother Imaku with her show Uwatau. Queen Mother Imaku is a high priestess of the Kemetic African Egyptian tradition. And sometimes people forget that Egypt is in fact in Africa, not in the Middle East. And it's a very fascinating show. It's a jam-packed hour with a lot of information. Queen Mother Imaku, 2 p.m., our one daytime show, Uwatau. On Fridays, midnight, activating compassion in the midnight hour with your hostess, Jessie Ann Nichols-George. Jessie is the author of four books, Activating Compassion and the Companion Workbook, as well as You, Me, Like, Dreams, and its companion workbook, which is a great one. That one's all about relationships. You heard of men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Well, that was elementary school. Now you graduate and discuss You, Me, Like Dreams with Activating Compassion host Jesse and Nicholas George. And Jesse will be a guest on our show doing some internal interviews to promote the various books and things that the other hosts on our show are promoting. So that's 12 midnight. And we as well will have some rotating shows coming in and out. I'm trying to get Earth-like Radio back. I'm also trying to get a few more things going. And Janice R. White may start the World Reggae Party here soon, as she is a host here in Radio Fairfax locally. All right. But right now you're listening to Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bouquet, and I see him on the queue. And welcome, Darren. No, hold on. Your mic is still spinning. Now welcome. You're on the air, Dan.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Good to hear from you again.
Yes, and you as well. A marvelous cavalcade of excitement, it sounds like, on the Main Street universe.
I'm very glad you used the word cavalcade.
Cavalcade, yeah. I haven't really rolled one of those out in a while. So yeah,
you know what that actually is, by the way? Because they used to say that all the time, like when I was a kid in the 70s. It's like cavalcade of stars. And it's like a line of horses, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's something with horses, and it's a parade of sorts, correct?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's it. To my knowledge, that's what it was.
There you go, everybody. You learned something. Have a good evening and good night. Just kidding.
Yes, and have a good evening and good night.
Cavalcade.
Cabaret has something different as well, too. So we wouldn't want to go into that. That's a whole different topic.
It's a family show.
Tonight, we have chakras this evening. So, just kind of, I've been, you know, it's interesting that I've talked to, I was just kind of rapping with a Reiki practitioner here in New Orleans. I was at a wine event of sorts, and just an interesting person. But, you know, I've been suggesting to a lot of my clients that they get a book or some sort of information on chakras, because I can't tell you how much ground you gain as someone who is spiritually inquisitive or interested or trying to solve problems in your life that are spiritual by knowing about what the energy centers in your body are, how to open them up, how to address what certain issues are, and heal yourself or address certain problems. I think the first step in that on a lot of levels is knowing what the chakras are in your body, knowing where your energy centers are focused, and then knowing how to address certain issues with them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, one question I have about chakras, because I've heard debate on this, and you might just have your own answer to this.
Yeah.
I've always been sometimes confused, even though if I do a meditation on it, I just kind of have like a natural way it goes. I'll simplify this. Like, let's take, for example, you're picturing your heart chakra. Pretty easy one to picture. It's right in the middle of your chest, bright green ball of light.
Very easy.
Starting from, say, the top, which way, this is a debate I've heard before, so I thought it would be an interesting one, is it supposed to spin? Is it supposed to spin, like, from your position, falling to the left or going, you know, clockwise, counterclockwise, or does it really not matter? You're just supposed to have it feeling like it's in motion.
I want to say this before I continue. To my knowledge, the direction they spin is completely connected to what you're doing with your energy output and your energy intake. So your outtake and your intake. So which way they're spinning, I think, is also, and how fast, and what vibrations are connected to it. And so, to my knowledge, I mean, if it's going, I'm a believer that if the energy is kind of proceeding in a counterclockwise feeling, then there's more of a placid feeling. There's more of a sending out or radiating. Now we're talking about the heart chakra, right? So we're talking about kindness. We're talking about gentle, rhythmic, warm. And then if it's going clockwise, which would be left, then maybe we're pulling in love. We are needing more love. We're sending out a vacuum for, please, I'm in need of love. Please give me love.
And you're saying that from the perspective of the person who's doing, like, not if somebody's looking at you and it's counted. You're saying your perspective
read,
in the chakra meditation.
I'm saying, I'm sitting here and, you know, I'm sitting on the couch, so I'm looking at, if you're the person, if it's going towards your right hand, then I'm saying that maybe you're sending. And then going towards your left hand, I'm thinking maybe that it's you're pulling. However, now, and let me say this, I'm left-handed.
Ah.
So now that might be, I'm coming from an energy worker standpoint. Now, when I look at somebody's energy and I see their chakra spinning, I know how to either push it into send mode or into receive mode. Or
mm-hmm.
do both, or put it, or balance so it's doing both evenly.
Right.
What
like
I find mostly is that when I'm dealing with people like energy work-wise, that let's say they're not getting that job they want, they need to open up their throat chakra. You're not communicating in a very eloquent, communicating at a high level. You're not approaching what you need to, which is your professional animus, and you're not really opening that channel up enough. So at that point, we want to open up that person's throat chakra. We want to open up that. Now, somebody that's maybe, now I have issues with this, so maybe this is why I have a radio show. I never shut up. And I got an applause from my wife for actually letting this Reiki lady from the Ukraine, letting her actually talk for more than 5 minutes, because I'm just like, I just barrel along, just blah, 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 blah. You know, but I've been working on listening more and not, you know, and so that's a good thing. So for me, maybe I need to put a little bit of a pull down the throat chakra a little bit. And that's not a bad thing. So I think it's all an individual case on the spinning, which way, how. I think you got to look at it in each individual case. Now, some people have something that's fractured. You ever heard of this? Somebody that's having a chakra or an energy center that's just not, it's like sputtering, like a light bulb sputtering.
Yes, and some people use a pendulum to see whether it's moving properly.
Yeah. So that person needs to get a recharge on that. They need to have like their, and I'm going to keep using, and you're an electrician, so you understand this. They need to get to go to the, you know, the fuse box and have all the fuses shut down and turn back on again.
Right.
Get a little reboot going on there, you know, and that's all part of energy work. I think that's all, you know, I mean, it's weird to say. I think directions spin. I think how you can look at the speed that something's spinning is being very highly, highly relevant. Okay. Now that, if something's spinning inordinately fast, you have to look at all of them too, right? You can't just say, I'm going to look at your crown chakra. Whoa, that sucker's really spinning really, really fast. So, wow, okay, you must be leaving your body every night.
Right.
You must be astral projecting. You must be having, like, little gnomes and stuff talking to you from the bushes and everything. You must be losing your mind. Like, wow. Like, holy Moses. But then let's say you look at their other chakras. Let's say you look at their root chakra, and their root chakra is completely spinning just as fast. Well, they're completely grounded. So then what's going on? This person has a sense of destiny. This person is probably about to get on the Titanic and save 50 people before he dies. That's a sense of destiny. That's where your crown chakra is going off, your root chakra is going off, and you better be ready because something really amazing is going to happen.
And in turn, if, say, the root chakra wasn't doing much of anything, then you might think, okay, this person's really in their head with wacky spiritual experiences, but their life here on good old planet Earth isn't maybe going so well.
That person might be probably, I would say that person would get ready to leave their body.
They're like highly like, not here.
Yeah. Can I tell this story? I may have told this story once before on the show, but it's just it is so wild that I have to tell it again. So I'm at a wonderful store in Herndon, Virginia. Crystal is doing a reading, and so I have someone sit down, and basically she sat down and, you know, and her aura was like, I don't sit down and immediately just do aura readings on somebody, but if their aura is going crazy, I might mention it. And this person, her aura was just chromatic, like really bright, vibrant pink, and then it went to silver, and then it went to like a rainbow, and then it went, so it was just going crazy, and I'm like, she sat down and she said, I want you to ask your spirit guide something for me. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, because she knew I would do a very intensive spirit guide reading. And she said, okay, I want you to ask your spirit guide if I'm really here. So I'm like, what? And she said, I want you to ask your spirit guide if I'm really here. And I'm like, well, I'm talking to you. So I'm thinking you're probably here. But then I'm like, well, she's a client. She's in charge. She wants me to ask that question. I'm going to ask. So I asked, and lo and behold, the answer was no, she's not there. Like,
wow.
Oh my God. The answer was very clear. It was like, nope, she's not there. I'm like, well, okay. So I guess, and then I, of course, went into the, I said, well, then what do you mean? And then it was, well, she's largely out of her body. She's approaching higher, like almost, she wants to connect with angelic energies, and she's almost there. But there is a shred of her consciousness that still takes her body around and does stuff. And you could see whatever she was wearing was just some crazy thrown together. Like, she wasn't even paying attention to her clothing or anything like that. She was just – and so I said, I'm like, you're very close to angelic, like, enlightenment and lifting out of your body. So you got to ask yourself what you still need to do here. And she was so happy for me to confirm that. I mean, I was just – it was just such an odd experience for somebody to ask me if they're really there. I was like, hey, yeah, boo. And then to get, no, they're not. But that's the thing. Some people, that's what's happening, I guess. I don't, you know?
Yeah. Well, we do have a caller, Darren. And it's 570. You are on the air, 570. Welcome to Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bucher.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Darren, for taking my call. And my
sure.
question was about my chakras. I meditate,
okay.
And I recently, at my class meditation, they did like a chakra test, and all my chakra tests were strong except my heart chakra. And,
oh, wow.
It surprised me. And now that you were saying, I closed my eyes and my heart chakra is going clockwise. Now,
okay.
I'm a widow, and I mm-hmm. was with my husband for 45 years, and I'm in a
mm-hmm.
new relationship with a man, and I
mm-hmm.
now think, I'm wondering if this is the cause of this, or what would cause my heart chakra to be weak.
Did they say it was going clockwise?
No, when you were talking, when I was listening to your talk, I closed
yeah.
my
mm-hmm.
eyes, and I looked at all my chakras, and my heart chakra was going clockwise.
Oh, you looked at, okay, yeah, so you were seeing that. So let's take a look at this. You said you were recently widowed?
Yes, I'm a widow.
And then now you're in a new relationship.
Yeah.
And what you're needing is that love. So we're pulling in love right now.
Okay.
And that's okay. Maybe that's what you need. That's where your comfort zone is right now. Until
mm-hmm.
you get a little bit more settled into what the rest of your life's going to be like. Are you guys really serious? Are you guys, or is it just kind of a new thing?
Yeah, we're looking towards the future, but he has some, like, angles
mm-hmm.
he has to tie up. Yeah, he was married, and there's still some things going on with that relationship. And
okay.
I don't know if that's what, I get, like, this anxiety. And when I was
mm-hmm.
at my meditation class on Friday, she stood in back of me, and she says to me, you know, before I even told her what was, you know, well, she did the chakra thing, and she said to me, I could feel it right here, and it is. It's like in the top of my rib cage, I get like this knot.
I'm getting a fluttering.
Yes, Yes.
Like a gypsy moth that you would catch in a mason jar, kind of that sort
yes.
of thing.
Yes. That's
so
right.
that's what I'm getting from this. All right. Let me white, orange, or purple. By the way, white. Okay. That's always good. We're talking about chakras. That's nice and neutral. So that's good. Okay. All right. So I guess I'm just going to ask what you have to, is there anything we need to know about what's going on with your heart chakra? Is that a fair question? Is that what
yeah,
I should ask?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Okay. What's your first name, by the way?
Terry.
Terry? Okay.
Yes, Terry.
One moment. Okay, one moment. Where is it? All right. Okay. You can't reconcile the new path you're on. You got one foot in the old, Terry, and that foot isn't lifting up and out of it anymore. It's still over there. It's still stuck. I'm getting the Fool. The Fool is a very poignant card for you at this juncture in your life. The fool wants to step off a cliff and not look back and plunge into their new destiny, adventure, path, whatever it is. They don't care if they jump off a cliff and they hit their head on a rock. I mean, you know what? That's so be it. God willed it and whatever. So what I want to say is this. There's a lot of new experiences that are waiting for you, that you're in store for, and there's a good 70% of you that is so on board for the rest of what your life's going to be like.
True.
That 30% has some unreconciled stuff.
True.
Yeah, and so what I think you need to do is spend some time with your husband and say what you need to say and pray on it. I think you need to spend some time with your guardian angels and kind of connect with that energy. And, you know, if you're not ready to jump off that cliff like the Fool, then maybe you need more time to just fairy time, you know, maybe more you time.
Yeah,
I think what would
time.
Be great is you know, taking nature walks. I mean, the heart chakra is about connecting with love, you know, and affection. And it's learning how to love. Do you have a pet?
Yeah, I have two Cocker Spaniels.
That's the whole big bag of furry love right there. So
and,
you definitely,
it's
that deep-seated, relationship situation. Then it's
and
that,
you know, I don't know, that's what maybe it is, because there's so many times I just want to walk away and say to him, I don't want this relationship anymore, I don't want it. But yet I don't know the reason why I would want to end it.
Well, I think the reason is you're not quite ready. It's just that simple. There are things you can do. I think your answer is spiritual. It really is.
I think it is too.
Learning how to embrace. Do you think this person you're in a relationship with, do you think that's a gift from higher energy? Do you think that's a gift? Because if it
yes,
is a gift,
was,
then you need
I
to hang on
told.
To it.
Yeah, I was told that he was sent to me by my father, not by my husband.
Yeah.
My father's passed too, and he's
I'm
so
agree
much
with
like
that.
My.
I think that this person's a gift for you. So if you need whatever time you need and whatever you need to do to make this you know work out, then that's what you need, you know. And if it doesn't need to plow ahead like a bullet train, you know, on a runaway timetable, then it doesn't need to do that right away. I can tell you this, when you get the Fool's going to happen. So if it's upside down, it means you're going to resist it, but you're still going to do it. So my advice is to relax, pray more, pray to not just take in love, but to be able to give it back.
Okay.
Because you're it's like you said, remember you said it was going clockwise. So that's
yes.
pulling. It's pulling and not sending out. So also, I want to teach yourself how to do that again. We have to teach each other how to love sometimes. You know, I mean, like, I can't tell. We get really selfish. It's like, I was single for a long time, right? And I just get so self-involved, and I do little things to make myself happy all the time. And when you're not used to doing things for other people, you're just not used to it. Now, for you, maybe you're just used to, you gave so much to one person, and then they went away. So now how do you go back to that again? So maybe just kind of conditioning yourself. Why don't you go do something really amazing for this person you're in a relationship with, like something really off the cuff and just thoughtful.
That's true. Maybe I should. Just like you said about being selfish, it's like, but that's true. I always think it's all about me. I want this, I want this, I want this, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I think if anyone has a reason to be, it's somebody who's been widowed, because you got to examine, well, what do I do now? But then after that point,
starting a whole new life.
Yeah. You know, I think that you're a blessed person, and this person was sent to you for a reason. But I'm going to get another card for you I want to pick a card for Terry, just something that she can kind of pay attention to in the next year. Hold on. Okay. There's someone in your life who will be coloring the next year. And he is the Knight of Wands. Wands are structures, plans, and organizations for the future. A knight rides a horse and stallion through the cavalry or cavalcade. We were just talking about cavalcade. But anyway, the knight rides in, and he's there to do something dramatic. This is a Knight of Wands, so he is this, like, captain of the guard, okay? And he's going to lead. This person that you're involved with will lead other people into your life to fill in the blanks a little bit and to keep you kind of mobilized. And what I said is planning for the future. Wands are planning. So, yeah, this person does want to move ahead with some plans and things like that. And if you're just kind of on autopilot and you're going through the motions, before you know it, you'll be part of the planning process. So,
well,
I think
you want to hear the funniest thing you said the night. His name is Lancelot, but they call it his father named him Lancelot, but they call him Lance.
Are you joking me?
No,
that's
I'm serious. His name is spelled L-E-N-T-Z. His name is Lancelot.
Well.
And I said, why would your father ever name?
Is he kind of structured person? Have his stuff together?
I think he has it all together. He's a strong personality, and it's like,
well, you were meant to call in tonight, and you were definitely meant to, because that's synchronicity right there. That's the message for you. He has all his plans.
That's what he'll say to me. Let it all play out.
Let it all play out, and don't spend too. Look, I'll tell you what. I also flipped over, and I just looked at this. I did flip over the Three of Swords. So you have some sorrow to release. Release it though. Spend time and own it and understand it, but then begin to try to start to release it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do, the other end of it will get a lot easier.
That's what the teacher told me. She says, you know, to imagine, like, you know, go to my heart chakra. She says, imagine what my pain is there or my hurt. Put it in a bubble and breathe it out. So I've
breathe
been meditating and doing
How about
doing
this?
That.
If you picture that fluttering in your heart chakra as a visualization, mm-hmm. and picture it as little butterflies that the gray ones are floating out of your fluttering away, and just keep picture them continually fluttering away. Get rid of like three of them per night. Okay. And then each time it flutters away, that energy, that light that is your heart chakra, it just gets brighter. You know, that green gets more expansive. It just keeps growing.
Oh, good. Thank you. And I will let you know. I'll listen to for you again, and I'll let you know how everything goes. Thank you for helping me.
Yeah, let give us an update. Let us know what's going on. Thanks for calling in, Terry. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Have a nice night.
All right, thank you for calling in, 570.
Yeah, and I wanted to say, anyone that wants to schedule an actual private consultation with me, then just go ahead and give me an email. It's at dbucare@gmail.com, dbucare@gmail.com.
Yes.
All or right. You can give me a call at Maria Laveau's house on Bourbon Street in New Orleans as well. Maria Laveau's.
Absolutely. Very well-known shop of its type, you know, around the world, really.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we're internationally recognized. It is the place to go get a reading if you're in the city. Or even for some people, you're in this country, that's where they, you know, you're sent to go get a reading. So that's, we do have a pretty big international cachet. So that's good. So we jumped right into the heart chakra. How about that, Daniel?
Absolutely. And got into the spinning aspect, and I brought that up as a question.
Right? Isn't that wild? It's just that, wow, okay. It's almost like the whole night imagery, too. I like that.
Yeah.
I thought that was good.
One way you can think of the circle, I guess, is almost like, well, depending on your practice, I guess I don't want to go too deep into that, but some people, mm-hmm. to the left is for cleansing and for drawing in and for cleaning things out, and to the right is often blessing. So you think, like, you're walking to the right or you're waving to the right a circle, it's for something that's blessing, or you're sending out or intention.
That's as far as what I'm gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people all they do is energy work, and all they sit with is Eastern philosophy and Eastern mysticism, and they might sit down with me and tell me that, you know what, they discovered something else. As far as what I know and what I experience as an energy worker, which I'm not purely an energy worker. I do all sorts of, you know, manifestations and divination and everything. So that's as far as my experiences.
TV and
you
song
know,
and
if I want to draw something in, I'm going to use my left hand and use my left side of my energy to pull that energy in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, it just, I don't know. When I see the chakras spinning, that's what I see. But
right.
Again, I'm left-handed, so there's that too. Now, what I read about it is a little bit, is pretty much concurrent with that. But then there's also some areas that's open to debate. Three books, I do want to mention three books that I think are relevant on the subject. It's Wheels of Life by Anandia Judith, also Chakras for Beginners. And this, you know, that one would be great if you're just kind of learning about this whole idea of chakras, and that is by David Pond. And then finally, Healing Chakras, and that's by Brenda Davies. So all three of those, I think, are a great resource if you're just kind of dipping in or getting in the, you know, what is the chakra? What are these situations? How do I address it? I think those are some great resources.
And I definitely loved your money magic book recommendation. I bought that book, and I think it was a very interesting read. Whether you even practice what's in the book or not, it's just, I love his different approach of the element.
Hey, guess who started making more money as soon as you bought the book?
It is true.
How about that? Am I right?
It's true. I have been making more money. And it's the philosophy of thinking of money as air and not the deep, heavy earth. Of course, I'm a little bit of both, but even he says, well, if you can view it of a different element, like a slightly, I guess, lighter, airier version of earth, because that's part of the
mm-hmm.
exercise. I'm not trying to go too deep into that right now, but part of
it's
the exercise.
It's the mercury aspect of it as air. It's not letting
air,
money.
Too.
Money shouldn't be a symbol for either elation or frustration. It is just energy.
Right.
It is when it comes in, it goes out. If there's abundance of it, then fine. And you utilize it, then great. But it shouldn't, your time and day should not be spent agonizing over the concept of money, because it becomes an icon. So that's the message from my good pal, Prathar UD.
Yes.
But that's pretty much, wouldn't you agree? That's pretty much
it,
right?
Yeah, it's about, because so many people, they think of money as heavy. It's earthly and heavy and, oh, my God, it's so, oh, no. You know, it's hard for people to think about money, even if they have it, without instantly going to a stressful, heavy place. So he said, think of it as Mercury or Hermes and air, and let it go. Yeah, bring it in. Picture it coming in. Do all those things, any exercise you want to do. But think of it as air. Not air like you're just going to wisp away, but that air is needed. Air is important. You breathe air. But you don't sit there worrying about
Hey,
do you? Do you worry about air all day?
Right. I'm not swimming in pools of $100 bills or anything. But I usually, if I want something, I just go get it. You know, it's not a big deal. It's not, and I remember being concerned, I think, maybe for like 3 days for a second because I didn't have just like a exponentially tons of extra money to do whatever I want with. And I was actually kind of annoyed because I was like, I really, since I bought that book, I haven't really worried too much about at all for anything.
Right.
Like, so it's just great. It's a really great book. I'd highly recommend it. Also, I'm actually reading a book, another book by him right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Practical Sigil Magic, and it is Creating Personal Symbols for Success. And
I've read
it. Again by... Oh, really? Well, look at you.
I've read online versions of it.
Oh, okay.
So that's another aspect. Once you introduced me to that, it kind of opened a door to me to a new form of metaphysical practice in a way.
This guy's great. I like him a lot.
Totally new, but new, I guess new way
buying
of
looking. When I was in Galveston, I bought this book, and the minute I put it up on the shelf, the guy was like, what's going on with you? Who are you? Where, why are you here? Like, all this stuff. And he's like, do you ever come to visit again? We want you to do readings. And this shop was awesome, too. But, you know, he definitely knew I knew what I was doing because I was purchasing this book. He's like, okay. And then he showed me all, like, he had some other copies of his other books that he had and stuff like that. But...
Oh, yes.
I love that he's just pragmatic, you know. He's like, okay, look, you don't want to buy a big crazy robe. You don't want to buy all these implements and stuff. I mean, you can, but what if you're just somebody that wants to get to the nitty-gritty and let's do this? And that's what I like about it.
In that, and we'll get to the caller soon, but I did want to say that it's just that there's ways of looking at magic and metaphysical practice as science, and as well as looking at it as part of a very reverent spiritual practice. And I think you can combine the two.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there have always been, you know, in history, a memoriam. Like, that's what's been going on. So
and the approach
the between talking, science and magic is very, very finite.
Yeah, and the approach we're talking about is, without getting too much detail, is incredibly simple and I think just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, when you turned me on to that particular writer, it opened a door to a bunch of different stuff that I really – so there's a recommendation.
How about that, right? Not the little fluffy, froofy Llewellyn books all the time, right?
Yeah,
sorry,
Llewellyn gets a bad name.
I mean,
there are some good
Llewellyn.
Llewellyn,
don't get me wrong. Don't, anyone that heard that, please. I love Llewellyn. They're my favorite.
Oh. Yeah, because you're writing a book and you might need them.
Yeah, no, I love Llewellyn. Yeah, no, I do love Llewellyn. I buy a lot of Llewellyn.
But they know they have that reputation. But there are some great Llewellyn. I mean, Cunningham was Llewellyn. Buckland was Llewellyn, right?
I love, look. DJ Conway, one of my favorites. You know, like, it's got Cunningham. I mean, yeah, come on. I mean, that's
well,
how
they've
I
overloaded
love
with
they
little.
Think.
Of the lightweight stuff, too, that you're saying.
I think it's great for people, though, so they can get accustomed with the idea of polytheism. Who's telling them about polytheism? Nobody. Nobody's sitting down and saying, look, this is how you honor these nature-based elements, and this is what you do. Nobody is. But you have somebody like Scott Cunningham that can sit down with somebody and say, hey, look, this is really easy. Do this and that, and it's not, don't be intimidated by it. And I think that's great about Llewellyn. I think that's amazing.
And it is true, and we're not just saying that to save grace of what we said before. It's both. But the thing is I believe in windows and doorways. So if something's a little bit lightweight, but it brings somebody into a fascinating path, the same thing with music. Like, say there's a rock band that gets a little bit jazzy, and only thing that person knows about jazz is that one little song from their favorite, you know, cute rock star rock band. But then maybe later on they go, you know what, I like that sound. Maybe now that opens the door to jazz for me, and they become a jazz bass player. That's really awesome. You know what I mean? So I believe in windows and doorways and all those things to get people where they're going or where maybe they were meant to go.
And one last thing I want to say about that, too, is agreeing exactly with what you said. I recommend to light a sacred flame, to people in the store that come in that are interested in learning about esotericism, mysticism, stuff like that, because Raven Silverwolf makes it very easy. She's easy to read. She's conversational in her writing, and she talks about anything from Christian mysticism to, you know, Wicca to, like, she wrote a spiritual book. It's like I have a couple of different visualization techniques in it. It's for people that want to learn about how to be connected to higher energy and on a basic level. And I recommend, they stock it and I sell it, like, to people all day, because, and they, people email me and thank me because it's just easy to read. And that's a total Llewellyn book, but it's just, I think being easy to read is more important than a lot of things with you know, books of this nature, spiritual books, because
at least
some
as
of
an
them are so jargon heavy.
Yeah, and it's good at the open door, and as you learn more. Now, I was never drawn to Silver's books, Ravenwolf, but I was drawn to Scott Cunningham, and his were pretty easy, and quite a few other ones that were, as well as just a bunch of meditation technique books and other things. There was an energy book I liked. I think there was even like an energy work for idiots or something book that, you know, that
I liked. My friend Chad got so mad at me because I was like, Israeli Regardi's, like, Tree of Life, he was trying to sell him that. And I'm like, this person's not going to be able to... It's a Tree of Life, really? Like, this person's, like, got a fanny pack in there. But, you know, they're not, like... but the Tree of Life is, like, $60.
I have...
To Light a Sacred Flame is $25. So that's where he was like, damn it, Darren, why are you doing... I'm like, sorry.
My friend Reverend Don, he has a very simple instruction opening book that I'd recommend to like any new practicing pagan, as well as a few others. But it is but I believe
I
actually have Israel Regardi's. I have the Golden Dawn one. I do have that, which again is not the easiest thing in the world to read.
Someone who doesn't know how to call the elements doesn't need to know what the Golden Dawn are talking about right now. They don't need to know about the OTO. They don't need to know about the Kundalini and stuff. I mean, it's just too. That's a lot.
Keep it simple. They just might want a real simple little earth-based thing going on, and then expand it from there. You know.
Everyone's different, but I think that it's good to start simple. So at least you figure that out before you run ahead and maybe start doing some weird stuff that you know, who knows
right.
what you're going to do. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I guess you want to grab one of these couple of callers here, some of these guys here.
Absolutely. We do have one in the queue. Sorry, Darren and I were going off on a tangent there.
Yeah,
but we thought it was important to discuss.
That was a healthy one right there.
It was a healthy tangent because it's important to know that I believe in those open little doorways. Anyway, 704 and then 207 and then 305. We're going to get to you all, I promise, kind of, depending on how long the readings go. 704, you're on the air.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
I am actually calling tonight to see what you see coming for my boyfriend and I in 2014.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes, I was calling to see what you see coming for my boyfriend and I in 2014.
In 2014, what's coming
for
her and
her boyfriend in 2014? Okay, what's your name?
Maria.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Maria, okay. One moment. Purple, orange, or white?
White.
White, okay. All right, what's coming up for you and your boyfriend in 2014? Just a moment. Okay, I'm going to oh my, okay. There's a little bit of a, I don't know, I think that you guys are going to have to start being a little bit more candid with each other and sharing a little more. I think maybe it's on his level that this person that you're concerned about for next year, they need to get their organizational, they need to get their stuff together, get the Nine of Wands inverted. The Nine of Wands is what you need to do when you're getting ready to have all your ducks in a row. A lot of the time I say it's like getting ready to apply to college, okay? You got to send your transcripts in, you got to do all this stuff. And if you get it all done, then you get to go to college in the fall. But if you don't, then it's a big pain in the butt. It's not easy. He's looking at a highly intensive, maybe first 3 months of the year, and he's got to get this done. However, I got the card inverted. Now, I asked my spirit guide. My spirit guide had you both, and since we're talking chakras, maybe I saw it as energy fields. I see you both as energy fields, but you're spinning. As the energy fields are spinning, you're edging away from each other, so that concerns me. However, I'm also feeling like you're staying, like that there's still that connection. Like, you know, on paper, you're definitely still with each other, but your energy fields are spinning in opposite directions, so that concerned me. And, I mean, you want me to be honest, right? Just tell you
Absolutely.
What I get. I got the Devil inverted. Okay, I think that because of his disorganized maybe situation where he's not getting things done, what is he doing that he's not getting things done? He may be spending money on, I don't know, going out a lot. I don't know what is going on, but it may be something there. Now, the way to address this is I would say, look, I think you guys need to lay all your cards on the table and say, okay, this is what I think about next year. This is what I think is coming up, and this is what I need to get done. And if you think that maybe he's distracting himself with anything from too many chicken wings to, you know, like, you know, too many cocktails to shopping too much, people shop too much. I see it all the time. Or maybe, you know, it's whatever it is, but maybe you want to talk to have a conversation about it, because when we get the Devil inverted, that could mean a lot of anger on both sides, and that could be difficult. What I see here is that if you do really love this person, you're probably going to have to be the hangman and sacrifice to help them get their life together. Okay, someone's going to have to sacrifice, and right now I'm feeling like it's you, and that's okay. But on some levels, I get the Six of Swords, where the Six of Swords is like there's a boat and the swords are in the bottom of the boat and you're trying to cross like Lake Erie or Lake Michigan or what is a big lake. And it's not easy because there's swords in the bottom of the boat. You want to get somewhere and you're feeling like it's not going anywhere. So there's a way to fix this, and it's through communication and it's through empowerment. If no one believes in your boyfriend, then it's hard for him to change. So
right.
You need to be the first person that at least you can at least let him know that you believe in him and you expect him to, you know, to rise to the occasion, and then hopefully we can see some of this kind of modulating itself a little bit.
Okay.
But if you sit back and point the finger and say, you're not doing this, this, and this, then he might be one of those people that reacts the opposite way and does exactly what you're accusing him of, and then it's not a good situation. So I think it's salvageable, but you'll have to kind of, you know, lay it on the line a little bit, and if you love him, you will.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes total sense.
Okay. Well, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay.
All
have
right,
a good night.
And thank you, 704. Okay. Next, Aaron, we have 207, I think, is the one that's been on there the longest. No, 305 has been on here the longest. I'm sorry, 305.
Hello?
305.
Hi, how are you, Darren? This is 305.
Hi,
welcome,
305. Okay.
You're waiting a whopping 30 minutes, so thank you
thank
for being
patient. Thank you. I appreciate that. What's your name?
My name is Maria, and I'm calling from Miami.
Oh, okay, good. Well, thanks. Yeah, I would call you 305, but I'll feel like you're like a robot or something, and we're like on an assembly line. I don't want to do that, so I feel bad.
Yeah.
So, okay, Maria. So, What's do you have anything to add about chakras, or, you know, pretty vibrant spiritual community in Miami, I know that for a fact, so do you know about chakras, or do you have anything that's...
Yeah, I know about chakras, and and I have taken some classes in chakra balancing.
Oh, beautiful, okay. So do you think you have a pretty good, healthy balance with everything that's going on?
Well, no, I don't think anybody ever does. I think you have to balance every once in a while because there's so many
weird things. That's normal. That's normal. What, is something going on with your crown chakra right now? Are you feeling like there's a sense of manifest destiny happening? Or?
Well, you know, Dad, I'm glad you said that because I do feel, actually this is why one of the reasons I called, I do feel like a change is coming to my life. And I wanted to. My love life is a mess. I feel very lonely, and I got divorced about a year ago, and I haven't really met anybody. I feel like change is coming. What you said, something's gonna be manifesting, and I just wanted to see what you see or what you feel. What?
Okay, sure, sure. Let's take a look at it. Purple, white, or orange?
White. Everybody picks white. No.
Everybody's picking white tonight, I guess. That's the winner. All right. So we want to just see what's happening with Maria. What do we have to expect for what's coming up with Maria? Let's just take a look at that. Okay, one moment. Okay. I'm getting a very clear message that part of you moving forward that's not happening is the negative connection with a man that is keeping your energy stifled. I'm getting the Three of Swords, and then I'm getting the Knight of Discs inverted. So, and I'm asking right now, like, I want to feel that there's movement away from some of the situations that are created from what you're doing with work. So what's going on with work, and how is your social life integrated with work right now?
No, actually, I work in an office. I've been there 6 years, and I really work doing clerical stuff.
Okay. There's stifling energy there that's not helping you change your interpersonal circumstances, but there's also some interpersonal stuff that's keeping you. There's heartache, okay, and the Three of Swords is inverted, which means you want to release it, but it's still a little bit heavy right now.
Yes, and you're right, Darren, you're right on the money. My ex-husband came back, and he wants to try again with me.
Wait, but what are his financial problems? Because he's showing up as the Knight of Discs inverted.
Well, he has spent a lot of money lately that he doesn't really have to.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know what? You love this guy. I'm going to say this.
I love him, but he's a financial disaster.
It hurts your heart that he has these issues, and you wish you could do something to help him, and you put so much of your energy into helping him, but it's not, you can't do it anymore. That's what really hurts, is that you can't, I don't think you can do it anymore.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to say no, because you saying no is you telling the world and God and whoever, everybody involved, that, like, you can't do this with this guy anymore. You gave it all away. You gave it all away. You gave all your heart and all that stuff, and you don't have the patience anymore. So it's till you might have to start to let him know in a way. Do you have, like, some stuff, some material stuff that you guys haven't let go of? Or, I mean, do you have to work some stuff out as far as, like, property and stuff or kids or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. I mean, we've been apart for a year.
I'm not feeling any kids. So I'm going to tell you this. I think that if you want new experiences, you want new love, you need to have very minimal contact with him. And you need to, if anything, as a friend, tell him that he needs to build his own power base for himself. And first of all, he needs to ask who is, I don't know what his first name is, but who am I? What do I want to add to the world? Because if you listen to Daniel Michael and I earlier, and this is a great book, I would recommend it for you. It's called Money Magic. Uh-huh. It's by Frater, F-R-A-T-E-R, and then that's the first, and then U-D. So Father, U-D. Okay, and they're usually, it's a European book, but they just started printing it in English. And it's about how money, this is someone, we're talking about your ex, this is someone that lets money be this icon. That's a difficult thing that he's always trying to conquer it. And you'll never conquer money. Money is not conquerable. But, you know, he needs to find his identity and then say, this is how I'm going to make money, but my identity is more important than the making of the money. And then he'll be okay, but you're meant for new stuff, okay? So you need to get out of this, like, it's kind of an energy vacuum with work, too. You need to kind of get out of that little boundary there and kind of dip out a little bit, if that's possible.
Yeah, because really, I do want to have love in my life, and I just don't
This is a sinkhole, Maria. This is a sinkhole with him and your heartache with him. It's a sinkhole. It's not, you got to break that, like if there's like a gravity pull on that one.
Yeah.
You want to break out of that gravity. And I think you'll, let me ask what you need to know that's going to help you do this. Okay, let me ask.
Oh,
hold on.
Thank you, Darren.
Okay, sure. Oh, you're welcome. One moment. Wow. Hold on one second. Oh, okay, cool. All right. You need to start looking at what blessings you have, what God has blessed you with, and be thankful for it. You need to have a consistent spiritual focus every week, do something spiritual, and you need to release you're holding a lot of pain. I just see the Nine of Swords inverted. There's just a lot of pain. And what you're looking for is something outside of the pain. But here's the thing. If you have a bobcat on your back clawing your back up and then you try to throw a shawl over it and go out and have a good time, are you going to have a good time?
No, you're not.
No, there's a bobcat clawing your back up. So I'm going to tell you this. There's a lot of spiritual practitioners in your city. If you know somebody, you get somebody to refer you to somebody who can do an energy cleanse for you, I would highly recommend that. Do somebody that can, we're talking about chakras, your sacral has a lot of heaviness. Your sacral and your navel chakra have a lot of heaviness right now. You need to get rid of that. And then I got the Four of Cups, which means you'll be thankful for what you have, which is a comfortable home, a nice job, and then you can look at doing fun stuff. What can I do that's fun? And then go treat yourself. Go rent Stella Got a Groove back, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And watch it twice. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. You're right on the mind. You're right.
Thank you. Yeah, you deserve it. And it is close. You couldn't see forest for the trees for this situation. And, you know, I feel bad for your ex, but, you know, it's tough love with him now. That's it. Be like, hey, man, every time I talk to you, you put me two steps back towards I'm not happy. So I'm trying to move forward. You know, good luck. Empower yourself. And you didn't have to do it without me because I gave too much already.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you so much. I needed
you're
to
welcome.
Hear that.
You're welcome. Okay, well, call us back and let us know what's going on, okay?
Okay, thanks, Darren.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good Sunday night.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, 305. And then we have other callers here, and I see you in order, and then I'm going to take this one, too.
Okay. Well, I did want to say, too, again, if anyone wants to get a hold of me for a consultation outside of the show, my email is dbu, C-A-R-E, and that is at gmail.com. Dbucare, and that is at gmail.com.
All right. And we have 618. Welcome.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Hey, Kevin.
I am great.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Good to see you, Kevin.
Happy Sunday, Kevin. How are you, my friend?
Good. And it's the Yuletide, so, you know, happy solstice and all that as well.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I'm really getting into it. You know, I'm getting into a lot of my, like, Teutonic Scandinavian aspects of my magical side, so it's nice.
That's awesome. Recently, I've had people coming to me, and they've said, oh, you're that, you follow that moon thing, right, Kevin? Like, you know, like the, you know, like the all the full moons in the year and that kind of thing. And I'd like to know more about that. And I was wondering if you've run into that too, where, you know, the conservative, I don't need a religion types are sort of like coming out of their closet and saying, maybe I need to focus. I don't know if it's the season or whatever. What do you think on that, Darren? Have you been seeing that?
Well, I guess for me, I get, you know, I get tourists here, and I talk to all kinds of people on the radio, obviously, and I have clients around the country, but the people I meet here, it's weird because they go crabbing. Now, I don't know if either of you, actually, Daniel Michael might know. You probably know, too, Kevin. Crabbing is where you tie something to your foot, a string, and you throw a chicken neck in it. But to go crabbing, you have to know the moon cycles. So people here, the moon cycles are like standard, but everything is very folklore here, you know. So it's like I'm used to people. Any Joe on the street is like, oh yeah, full moon, yeah, go crabbing. Like so,
right.
It's becoming here. It's definitely becoming like as relevant as anything else, like the tides and everything. It's relevant. Now, for the Midwest and that sort of thing, I think it's just Aquarian age. It's happening.
Right.
It's everything. It's, all, you know?
I'm in the Midwest, but the culture that I'm in, like the sidewalk culture, is not even connected to the moon kind of thing. Like, the only thing they use the moon, the full moon for, is for hunting.
A little brighter, actually.
Yeah, and that's about it. Like, you got the Hunter's Moon, which is in September, October time. And I really look at those folks sort of like the harvest people and the village people who just maintain, you know, it's like great to go to their houses for dinner because it's like the best food ever and just, you know, everybody's happy and everything else, so... But
that sounds amazing.
People have been talking about how they feel like something is in the air. There's a little bit of drama that's coming up. It's based on the comment ISON, I-S-O-N, and that it went out, it went around the moon, and then headed out. And that the Earth missed it as it was approaching the sun, but... We, the Earth, the planet, is going to go through its sort of like contrail, if you will. Like, you know how the jets fly through the air and they leave that, like, smoke trail? We're going to be passing through ISON's tail or the remnants of ISON's tail in January for, like, a week. So we
you
got
think
that
has
kind
some
of little
sort of
bit
connectivity to what?
I think so.
Now, Kevin, I would like to take another call. We have one person been on the line for 21-plus minutes. And, feel free to stay on the line,
absolutely.
Okay? And Kevin
right.
Baird is for himself a very good one.
Just a comment on what Kevin said, though. I would be the first person to say I probably think you're right. I'm just so terrestrial that I have a hard time really commenting in an educated way on how something like that is going to affect us, you know. I definitely know that when Mercury does retrograde, we have all kind of, you know, banana stuff going on. And I definitely had some feelings about when 2013 was like, from early 2011 through 2013, what we've been dealing with. But, yeah, it probably has a huge effect. But, yeah, go ahead, Ben.
Okay. And I did want to say that Kevin Baird is a medium himself. And I was saying in the chat room, because Darren was doing a reading, and one of the people in the chat room said, this guy's good, or he's very good. And I was saying, I'm very blessed to have some great intuitive consultants, mediums, whatever terms people like to use, on this network. And I think we have some of the best out there, and including when Mary was on, and including Jessie when she occasionally does reading. Jessie's an amazing tarot reader. When she doesn't like to do that all the time, but when she occasionally does, she's quite good.
I agree. I feel blessed to have Darren on our Main Street Universe Network.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate that. You know, I mean, it's great that we all know each other in D.C. area and stuff like that, too. I mean,
yeah.
I think everything happens for a reason, and Kevin is an incredible intuitive, medium, and just largely incredible resource for all sorts of knowledge, be it esoteric or intellectual. So he's just definitely somebody that you'd want to sit down and have a reading with. So it's pretty amazing.
Let's have our friend come on who's been waiting.
That's right. 207, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to add, you guys are like one of the best, or two of the best, BTR personalities on the air today. And
oh, thank you.
That says a lot because, you know, well, I'm not going to say this to cut anybody down, but there's some real crap out there, you know.
Oh, really? Thank you so much. Wow, that's great. Thank you.
You know, I like it.
Yeah.
Full moon. People are feeling emotional.
I appreciate that. I mean, I do readings constantly, and I try to make it fun and you know, but it's sometimes it's serious when we're talking about people's life issues and everything, and but at the same time, if you're going to bring a morose sort of a one-note demeanor to it, it certainly doesn't help people get over difficult situations. So I try to bring a kind of a, you know, a nice light.
Where's our caller calling from? Where's our caller calling from?
This is Tom in Northern Maine.
Hey, Tom.
Hey,
my
Tom.
Sister,
how are you doing?
Maine, by the way, Tom.
Way up in what's now snow country. It's been snowing since
Maine. Yeah, it's got a lot of snow in Maine at this point, I would imagine. Wow.
The new Arctic.
Man, since 9 a.m. this morning, it just won't let up. It's beautiful. It really is.
So, Tom, do you have a question?
Yeah, I wanted to know if it's stretching it too much, if I could just
filter.
Know what the cards, what message the cards have to tell me, or your intuition, anything
mm-hmm.
I should know.
Okay, just anything that maybe might be relevant to your situation?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, one moment. All right, white, orange, or purple?
Purple.
Okay. Okay, one more. All right, something coming up that we really need to take a look at that's really important for Tom. All right, one moment, hold on.
Sure.
Okay. Wow, all right. I don't know who is in your day-to-day life, but we have some negative personalities that are just not being proactive for your success. There's heavy energy going on here. We have the Page of Swords inverted, and I have the High Priestess inverted. Hold on. What's your relationship with your mother right now?
Heavy. Yeah, she would be the one.
Yeah,
I didn't want it to be her.
Believe me, I didn't want to be like, yeah, your mom. Yeah, but she, look,
yeah,
she needs to understand that she's not helping. If she's doing you, she's adding too much all the time. It's just,
yes,
you know.
I mean, she loves me and she helps me out as she can, but in the same sense, she cuts me down with every other breath.
she's cutting you down a lot. This deck is great because it shows inversions. You pick the purple deck as the Revelations deck. And what we see here is the High Priestess, she is right side up. She's this golden, shining oracle of the moon. We were just talking about the moon. She is there to and lend herself as a positive, inspirational, and kind of a sexy and, you know, kind of this whole inspirational thing, but inverted, this dark, you know, shadowy, crone-like, you know, like spooky. So we like the happy witch or the scary, you know. So we're getting, cutting you down is not helping. The Page of Swords, what's going on with, like, who are you socializing with right now?
Just my family.
Okay. All right. We're not getting a lot of bolstering of your confidence, so let me ask here. Hold on. Okay. All right, one moment. Okay, there's a little group of like maybe two or three people out there that want to hang out with you, and I think that there's some attention for your libido kind of right around the corner, but you got to go out. So I know you're like in a bunch of snow out there, but you need to go to the local, like, you know, microbrewery or whatever and go hang out and drink some, like, you know, winter lagers with some people and chill out. And I'm getting the Six of Cups, beautiful. I'm getting the Four of Cups, which means that you need to stop crying about emotionally what's going on and go out and just say, screw it, I'm going to do stupid stuff. And what do I mean by stupid stuff? I mean, do dumb things. Go kick over a garbage can, go, you know what I mean? Just stay out all night.
Go vent,
yeah. I lived in Burlington, Vermont, you know what we used to do? We used to go, they had this place called the Ice House Restaurant or something. We used to go in their rowboats. They had these, like, fake, you know, these rowboats, landlocked rowboats, and we would sit and, like, drink wine in their rowboats all night and scream at each other. I mean, like, we just, because there was snow everywhere. We didn't know what to do, you know, but I'm just saying, go let it out. Go enjoy yourself. The good news is I am seeing the Six of Cups right side up for you. That is an emotional bounty, a plateau for like, okay, I'm really happy now. Like, wow, I can't believe that just happened. So there is a set of circumstances out there in the next 2 weeks that are going to make you feel really good about what's going on emotionally.
You know, it's funny you say that. I kind of feel that coming on. I mean, a very positive state of mind right now, and I can't put my finger on it, but it's like, hooray, you know, I kind of feel good about things, you know, for a change.
Yeah, well, hooray is the energy you want. Hooray is the energy you want. I think that if you go in a circle and you run through the minefield and you come out the other end screaming hooray, then that's what you need to scream instead of, like, woe is me, because the woe is me doesn't attract. It doesn't gravitate more energy towards it.
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. So good. I'm excited to see that. Watch for people, like, when they send up a flare for, like, you're the person they want to connect with, answer them. Don't recoil into it. I think you're going to, so you're fine. I'm not worried about it. So don't dwell, you know what, don't take some phone calls from your family for maybe a day or two at least.
Get away from the bed.
And if they're concerned, they're like, what's going on? Let them wonder. Maybe you're out with your phone. It's too bad.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Cool. Hey,
not
Daniel, Michael,
idea.
I need to take a quick 2-minute break, if that's possible.
Okay, that is perfectly possible.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, I'll be back in 2 minutes. Thanks for calling in, Tom.
Hey, thank you. You guys keep
going. Oh, you're welcome. Bye.
Thank you again,
bye-bye.
Tom. All right, folks, and Darren's going to take a brief break. The song is about alien ancestors.
What has been haunting my wandering?
right, everyone. We are back here with Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Boucaire. And I see we dropped his call for a minute, and now he has returned. Welcome back, Darren.
Hello. Just needed a quick break there. So.
Okay. That song was from an old band that no longer exists, but I heard the singer is really pretty.
Oh.
It was me.
It sounds like you.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I figured
it was. It was one of my, yes, it was me. It was one of my old songs from an old band I was in years ago called The Element. And that song was called Their Blood Is Mine, and it was a song about alien ancestors saying, why have they left us?
Wow.
Home? Blood is mine.
Oh, I didn't realize you had kind of that whole thing going on with your old band and stuff.
Oh, yeah, we had other things going on. It was a CD somebody gave me. I didn't have a copy, and they were like, oh, here, remember when you did this? And I was like, oh, yeah. So, anyway, Darren, I think we have time for one or two more readings.
Sure.
And the person that's been on the longest has been 30 minutes. 985, welcome to Spiritual Insight with you. Darren, go care.
Oh, man,
hello?
I've been really enjoying. Hello, hello. Thank you
hello,
for... Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. I can hear you.
Okay. No, I've been listening to your program, and I really like it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys have a nice approach. Listen, I just want a general reading. I don't have a specific, and I just want to see what the, you know,
all right, well,
what the cards say.
I'll see what pops up. So what's your first name?
My first name is Risha, R-I-S-H-A, Risha.
Okay, Risha. Okay, Risha, purple, white, or orange?
I like purple. Purple's a good color.
You like purple? I got it in my hand, so I'm going to roll with it. Okay, good.
Yeah, it's psychic color.
Purple's a good spiritual color, by the way.
Yeah.
By the way, purple relates to, well, there's two different shades of purple in the chakras, but the lavender is more of your crown chakra, but the third eye chakra is purple. So going
yes.
with that third eye color. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stay on topic there. Let's check out. Okay, we want to see just what comes out for Risha.
Yeah. Hmm.
Oh, my. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving forward from there. Beautiful. And then one more. Okay. All right. That's what we're looking at. There's an area, basically the Nine of Swords. This isn't a happy card. It's inverted. It means that...
Mm-hmm.
There's some elements about the last maybe 2.5 years that you weren't quite staring in the face that weren't. I think you put on a good game face for everybody and said, everything's fine, I'm okay. But you were really a little bit hopeless about a lot of certain situations that were going on in the last couple of years. This is working itself out. It's wheedling itself out. This new year for you is going to be more than just
yeah.
a new year in name. It's going to be a whole new you, a whole new energy, a whole new positivity. There is someone that you're going to bounce energy off of who is going to be the Knight of Cups, but you're also, in this sense, I'm looking at this as being you as well. A knight has courage, valor, bravery, and goes after something in a very enthusiastic way, very positive way. You're rediscovering yourself and your emotional, like, animus in a way that just eclipses the old. You don't even know the old Risha. Like, what was she doing? You have no idea what she was doing. So as we get into the end of, I'm not even going to say it's January. I'm saying the end of December. You're actualized, you're motivated, and you're ready to show people, like, hey, this is how I feel. And you're not, because I think someone is good. You're going to meet somebody who wants to pull that out of you, okay? Probably has more male energy, more excitement, and you're going to emulate that energy, and you're going to become a Knight of Cups just like this person, and you're going to go out and go after what you want emotionally instead of sitting around and wondering why it's not being substantiated. or why it didn't just come across your path. You're going to go after it and get it. That's what a knight does. Now let me ask my spirit guide. Hold on.
Okay,
this is also about cleaning your house as well, cleaning the energy in your space and reworking the space in your home so that way it feels more, I don't want to say feng shui because it just, first of all, I don't know a whole hell of a lot about feng shui. Second of all, we don't have to adopt Asian philosophy to make our space better, actually. So it's just getting your space in order. I'm not saying anything anti-feng shui, but there's a way to do it that's just as Western and as positive as well. So you're getting your space together. You're getting things in order. And I'm not saying you don't have a clean living space. I'm saying that some things just aren't working where they're at, and they need to change. You need to open up some windows, let some air move through. And when you move that through, because I got to tell you, the Nine of Swords is a heavy. It's not. It's heavy. So if you just, if even if you transform your energy, if you don't transform your home's energy, then it's still going to, elements of it will still be there. So transform your home. You're going to transform yourself. You're going to be vibrant. And people are going to want to be around that sort of real dynamic Knight of Cups energy. So your card to focus on is the Knight of Cups. The third card I got related to what you need to know about what's coming up is the Seven of Pentacles. That means that there will be some sort of pay structure, bonus structure, something that you can expect as we get toward closer towards the summer, but you'll want it immediately. You'll have to wait for just before the summer. But it'll be there for you. So a lot of times when I see this card, I say, well, there's a money tree growing outside, but you can't go pick the pears off of it till they germinate. So let the pears grow. Don't go out there and pull the little nubs off. Let them grow, and then you'll get it. But thing is, somebody upstairs is saying, hey, Risha, we like you. We're going to send you some money. Just hang in there and wait. In the meantime, be vibrant, enjoy yourself, and we're going to give you a gift coming up. The world is saying we wanted you to transform, and we're going to start giving you presents again.
Hey, so that's really neat. And the thing is that I'm moving, so moving is one of those
processes.
That's what you needed
to transform your space.
I'm already eliminating some things, donating to Goodwill, you know, donating around, and
I'm
cleaning out. I'm gaining, you know, space, more energy, and I'm moving to a new environment. So.
Well, thank you for that,
really,
because
very...
I wanted, if you didn't change your space, that's why I went through that whole speech, because it needed to happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tell me. I mean, I'm clean, you know, it's just that there are some things that need to be eliminated. And
I think that's why I wanted to clarify that. I wasn't trying to say that you weren't clean. It's that things become symbols. When we see things in the same place and the same, it's just, they become symbols. They become icons of frustration.
But I am moving. So that means I'm getting an extra room. I'm going to have some extra room. I'm going to have a lot more space. Things are going to be more organized. And when that is like that, you don't mind doing your laundry. You don't mind putting things away. When you have organization, when you have space,
You need to utilize your extra room to do some sort of visual art, something creative that's visual.
Well, I'm going to create a brand new office.
I'm just getting a very clear, distinct impression of that. So if I could share that with you. If that's not your normal medium, I think that is something you should kind of maybe pick up. And if it's something you haven't worked with before, revisit, because it's sometimes that could be for me. It's more writing, but for you, I think
it
would be good.
Well, that's what I do. I do a lot of writing, so maybe. Well, I'm going to have a new office, and that space is going to be kind of spaced. See, I'm not 100% Spartan simplicity. I would say I'm in the middle. You know, just in the middle of that. But I'm also a minimalist, so I don't know how the two mix.
Do minimalist. But I think that, like I said, it's not your normal medium, but I got a very clear message from my spirit guide that you should try something with visual art, even if it's not your normal thing.
Yes,
I don't care if it's photography. It's something that taps the vein of your aesthetic a little bit more in a different way than the writing does. And I think it would be a good progression to just check it out.
Because, I mean, if you go on my Facebook timeline, most of the photographs that I find on the web, that really dresses the timeline. You know what I mean? It's those visuals that you say, oh, wow,
yeah,
that is a beautiful
visual. That's what
visual.
I just got a message about it. So I think that it was pretty clear. So I definitely needed to translate that.
That's
to you.
My talent. Right. How did you know? That's my talent. Is I know what is really aesthetically nice visually. Oh, you know. Wow, that is
Now, to be the person that creates that or finds that, has the eye to discover that themselves, what part of what's transformative energy is going to come about there? You know?
Yeah.
I'm a writer too, but I've found moments where I'm like, wow, something visual, and I find myself, like, I took one of those classes where you paint and you drink wine and stuff. I found it to be amazing. I loved it. Of course, I didn't paint what everyone else was painting. Like, I painted my own thing, but still, you know, so.
Well, just the way we arrange things in a room is very sculptural, very architectural, sculptural kinds of things. So you can be the sculptor who arranges things in such a way that you have a piece of art in a room just by the way things are arranged. And I don't mean perfectly arranged, just the way they're arranged because what you
we're
have.
We're kind of running out of time, but I wanted to say thank you so much for calling.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you so much. And again, whoever wants to get a hold of me for their own personal reading, that is dbucare, and that is at gmail.com, dbucare@gmail.com. I wanted to thank Daniel Michael for co-hosting with me this evening, Kevin Baird for calling in with his insights into comets and our transformative energy that's happening in the skies and with the moon cycles. Chakras, very important. Read about them. Now, just to run through of the chakras, since I haven't done that yet, the root chakra being the base of your spine, the color representing that is red, and that is your physical. The sacral, it is your sexual area, and that is orange. The navel is yellow, and the heart chakra green, and the throat chakra blue. Third eye chakra, purple, and then the crown chakra is lavender, and that is ultimate wisdom from higher energy. Okay. So thank you again. This is Darren Bucare, and please tune in next week to Spiritual Insight.
All right. Thank you, and have a great evening.